You're listening to the Queen of Manifesting Podcast. Welcome to the Queendom. In this podcast, the Queen of Manifesting herself, Kelly Walker, will teach you how to manifest everything you need to live your purpose at a higher level. And now, your Queen, Kelly Walker.
Hey guys, it's Kelly Walker. Good morning, happy Monday, and welcome to the podcast. So I want to talk today about gratitude for the trials in our life. And one of the things that I really seriously, honestly believe is that when things happen to us that seem like it's a bad thing, it's actually meant to help us. I believe that we are sent experiences to either teach us something, develop something in us, or to prepare us for something that's coming in the future. And since I have decided this, I have really stopped being triggered over the negative seeming things that happen in my life. There's still a few things that trigger me, but so few compared to how I used to be when I was super easily triggered. So I want to mention that, you know, if you've had a super horrible tragedy in your life, I am not telling you to stop being sad about it because it's good for you. That's not what I'm saying. If something really horrible has happened to you, I am so sorry that you had to go through that. And I hope that you find healing and that you find peace, and that maybe someday down the road, you can even find the gift in it. Because I do believe that everything given to us is a gift, even though sometimes it looks like a curse. So in my Facebook group, and if you haven't joined it yet, please come join it. It's called Manifesting Influence, and there is a link for it in the show notes. But in my Facebook group last week, I made a post that I have never made before. And it was inspired by my friend Scott Mason, who has his own podcast. And I'll put his link in my show notes too, because he's amazing. But he asked, excuse me, he asked, what, our lives look so perfect on social media, right? We only post the good. We only post our wins. And it just looks like everybody's got the perfect life except us. We go on social media and all we see are the things that get through people's filter that they decide to post. Nobody posts the hard stuff. Well, some people do, but most people don't. Most people's Facebook feed, Instagram feed is just full of their wins. So my friend Scott, the other day, he made a post about that. And I was like, you know what? That really hits home with me, because I definitely think that when I'm scrolling through Facebook, that everybody's got it together. And then every now and then, someone will be honest and real, and I'll be like, whoa, okay, yeah, I've gone through that. I can totally relate to that person. And it makes me feel stronger. It makes me feel like, oh, I'm not a freak. Other people struggle too. So in my Facebook group, I did a post a few days ago, and it said something like, you know, everybody's life on social media looks picture perfect, blog ready all the time. But what's really happening? You know, we all struggle, but we don't post about that. So comment on this post, how you're really doing. What's your life really like right now? and what are you struggling with? I'll start. And then, you know, I hit post and then I commented. I commented on my current struggles and then I hit post. And it's been really interesting to see all of the things people are struggling with. And some of them are struggling with really deep, serious things. And so I just want you all to know you are not alone when you're struggling. Most people just keep it to themselves. They don't share it. So what if we shared a little more often the things we're struggling with? What if we took down the facade that our life is always picture perfect and bloggable? You know, what would that be like? And I'm not saying go on Facebook and, you know, complain about your problems every day, because that's really, really bad energy for manifesting. When you talk about your problems, you're going to just get more problems unless you also talk about solutions and your blessings. So the thread has gotten really long with the, the real reporting on what's happening with people. So there are so many people struggling. So I guess my point is, A, you're not alone. Nobody's life is as perfect as it looks like on social media. And B, give people grace. Give people the benefit of the doubt. When people are struggling, they're not always going to be behaving at their best because they are using all of their energy not to fall apart sometimes, or they're putting all their energy into not losing it, to not being mean and cruel and attacking other people because they're so upset. Traffic is a really good place to practice this skill. I'm sure you have all experienced road rage at some point in your life. And I like to just assume that when people make really bad driving decisions that make my life harder, like cutting me off, doing, you know, all the weird things people do when they drive, I'm just going to use that as an excuse to remember that people have their own stuff going on. And I don't know what it is, and I need to give them the benefit of the doubt. Lots of times when I'm driving with my husband and somebody will do something just so stupid and, you know, so rude on the freeway, I'll say something like, well, honey, maybe there's a pregnant woman in the car and she's gone into labor and they've got to get to the hospital. And then he's like, oh, you are such a softy. But then he laughs and he agrees with me. But, you know, if you just give people the benefit of the doubt when they do something stupid or rude or annoying to you, it's going to create so much better karma for you, better energy between you and the other person. And it's going to raise your own vibration. If you guys... can't think of the guy's name, but if you look up emotional frequency chart, there is a chart that shows you which vibrational frequency matches each emotion. And anger, irritation, things like that are pretty low vibration. And in order to manifest the things you want, you need to keep yourself at that vibration. You've got to match the vibration of the thing you're working for. So if you're getting triggered at people and getting really triggered at your own life, or feeling jealous when people post their vacation pictures and you're stuck at home because you don't have enough money or time off or a babysitter to go on your own vacation, those low emotions keep you manifesting more things that you don't want. So not only do we need to be honest about our own lives, we also need to make sure we are giving others grace. Let's go back to the idea of finding gratitude in the bad things that happen to us. And I'm going to tell you about a time it happened to me that really sticks out, because it was so painful and so embarrassing. And it was something that happened on stage at a very large event with lots of people I knew and lots of people who were important, and it was painful. So here's what happened. I have always wanted to speak on a certain stage, and it's the stage of one of my mentors, and it was just one of those, you know, those goals you have that's really big and you don't know if it will ever happen, but you know, you put it on your vision board and you wait and see, right? So I was invited to speak at a Ladies in Action breakfast, and I didn't know where it was at, but I said yes, because of course I say yes to things like that. And it was about 6 months out when I agreed. Well, about a month before the event, I found out I would be speaking to those people from that stage, from the stage, the one I'd been wanting to speak on. And so after I had my initial breakdown in tears of gratitude phase, I started planning, you know, what am I going to do? What am I going to speak on? How am I going to make it amazing? And I decided that I was going to do a stage breakthrough. So what that means is that on stage, I would ask for a volunteer to come up and I would walk them through my belief breakthrough process that I learned from that mentor whose stage that was. And something I had learned from another mentor about audiences is that you never, ever, ever choose someone from the back of the room. And just psychologically, where people choose to sit tells you a clue about their mindset. And so that you don't choose people on the back row, because those people are usually not fully engaged, or they're there for a weird reason, or they don't really want to be there, or they're just there to network and they don't care about the speaker, things like that. So I had been taught, don't choose from the back row. Well, I'd also been taught that the person you are supposed to pick from the audience, if you tune in, you will see only them, and everyone else in the audience will blur out. And so when I was on the stage and I asked for the volunteer, the weirdest thing happened to me. A woman on the back row, obviously I should not have chosen, right? Because they're in the back row, was the only person I could see. And I thought, oh no, what does this mean? So I decided to go with the second rule, which is everyone else will fade away, and the one person you're supposed to pick will be lit up in your vision in a way. So I called on her and she came up and we attempted a breakthrough. But you guys, oh my gosh, it was painful. She was not ready for a breakthrough. She was very much entrenched in her current belief that was not serving her, and she had zero readiness to change this belief. So the breakthrough, of course, went terribly. It was awful. I was humiliated, and the only thing that made it not so that I wanted the ground to swallow me up is that my mentor was not there watching it. If he'd been there watching it, I would have wanted the ground to swallow me up. So finally, I released her from the stage and, you know, I said, you know, when you're ready for the real breakthrough, you know, please go after it then. But right now it's not the time for you. So afterwards, when it was over, I went back to where I was sitting and I just kind of braced myself for all the awkwardness and people avoiding me and just leaving without saying anything because they thought I did so badly, right? Well, it turns out that that was exactly the way it needed to go. And there are many reasons. One of the reasons is several people came up to me afterwards and said, wow, seeing that breakthrough not happen really showed me where I am not ready for breakthroughs. It showed me that I've been hanging on to things and I really need to let go of them or I'm going to be like her. So I was shocked by that, but it made me feel so much better because some people really needed to see it not happen. They needed to see what it looked like when somebody wasn't ready to have a breakthrough. So it actually turned out exactly the way it was supposed to. But at the time, it felt horrible. And I was so embarrassed. And I felt like a huge failure. And so, yeah, it was actually meant to be that way. It taught me some other things too, that I can survive the worst embarrassment of my life on my mentor stage. And after that, nothing else will seem as scary. And it's true, I am not scared of anything on stage now because I went through my biggest fear on stage and it turned out fine. So I have a lot of things to be grateful for regarding that experience, which at the time seemed like the most horrible, embarrassing thing of my life and was going to ruin my speaking career forever. But it didn't. So I just wanted to share that with you to show you one example of something feeling horrible and wrong and too much to bear when it was actually exactly what I needed. And it would also, most of the time, be exactly what you need when something bad happens to you. So my challenge for you this week is anytime you feel triggered or mistreated or slighted, I want you to stop and ask yourself, what could this be teaching me that I could be grateful for? What could this be bringing into my life that I could be grateful for? Or what skill could this help me develop that I could find gratitude for this horrible situation? And when you do that, you are going to A, raise your vibration, and B, learn that things are not the end of the world. And we definitely overreact sometimes. But if we stop feeling like something is just all bad and realize that underneath it, it is actually good, it is going to be so helpful for us because living in gratitude keeps us at the top of that vibrational chart so that we are manifesting better things instead of the same old bad things that we accidentally manifest on a daily basis. Okay, that is it for today. Thanks for listening. I hope this was helpful. I hope this really spoke to you and touched your hearts today and helps bring about permanent change. Check my show notes for the things I mentioned. And I think I will also put my vibrational chart in the show notes. I'll put a link to it. It's a freebie on my website, I believe, but I will pop the link in there so you can go see what that looks like and which emotions have which frequency. Because you always want to live at the top of the chart, never at the bottom of the chart. You can visit the bottom of the chart, but you need to live in the top of the chart. All right, well, you guys have a great week and happy manifesting, and I will talk to you all next Monday at 9. All right, bye, everybody. Hey, guys, thanks for listening to my episode today. In the show notes, you will find links to today's guests or links or anything I have mentioned, including my Facebook group, my book, and upcoming events. Now, if you want to be at my next retreat, where we will break arrows with our throats and walk on fire, the upcoming one is in June of 2022. So check that out. I will put the link for that in my show notes. Also, we can sign you up for any kind of coaching program, from breakthrough coaching to becoming a speaker to learning how to manifest. So those can all be found on my website, and I'll put the link in the show notes too. So thanks for being a part of this community. Come join the Facebook group and learn how to manifest all of your dreams. I will see you guys next time. Bye.